RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Show Tunes, the podcast where we dive into the stories behind the greatest TV theme songs of all time. I'm Stephen Stepslow, and this week we're rewinding to the 90s for one of the most iconic intros ever, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The chances are you know most of the lines off by heart, and you've rapped those lyrics more times than you can count. Quick shout out to my old school pal Stephen Parsons. He was ahead of the game, typing out the lyrics to this and Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby and selling them in the school playground for 10 pence apiece, in old money. Anyway, I digress. Before The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air even aired in 1990, Will Smith was already making waves in music, part of the hip-hop duo DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince. Their clean, feel-good party tracks, like Parents Just Don't Understand, made them a household name, even earning the first ever Grammy for Best Rap Performance in 1989. But behind the scenes, Smith was broke. Despite his musical success, he'd run into tax troubles with the IRS and was in desperate need of a fresh start. Pun fully intended. Enter music legend Quincy Jones, who saw Smith's charisma and potential and cast him as the lead in a sitcom loosely based on the life of his friend Benny Mendina, who rose from tough beginnings to high society in Los Angeles. The result? The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, created by Andy and Susan Borowitz. The show debuted in September 1990 on NBC and ran for 6 seasons. The show followed a street-smart teen from West Philadelphia, born and raised, played by Smith, who moves in with his wealthy relatives, the Banks family, in Bel-Air, California. The sitcom hit its comedy beats, delivering culture clashes and fashion tips, mixing empathy, ethical dilemma, and heartfelt moments, and fast became a defining show of the decade. Now, about that theme song. Unlike many sitcoms that hired outside composers, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air did things slightly differently. Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff wrote and performed the theme themselves, with Quincy Jones producing. The full version of the song runs nearly 3 minutes in length, but most fans know the TV edit, which condenses Will's life flipped turned upside down origin story into an instantly catchy rap narrative. And just so we're not mincing any words, it was groundbreaking.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
At a time when hip-hop was still controversial in mainstream media, having rap as a primetime sitcom theme was bold, but it worked. The theme explained the entire show's premise in under a minute, broke down barriers for hip-hop in pop culture, and gave millions their first exposure to rap and hip-hop music. What's remarkable about this feat is, despite its ubiquity, the theme song was never officially released as a single in the US, yet it became one of the most recognizable pieces of TV music globally. To this day, it's a karaoke staple, a viral meme, and an anthem at parties. Nearly, gulp, 35 years later. The show also launched Will Smith into superstardom, paving the way for his blockbuster film career. His co-stars, including James Avery as Uncle Phil, Alfonso Ribeiro as Carlton, and Tatiana Ali as Ashley, became much-loved TV figures. And that infamous Carlton dance? Another cultural touchstone from the show's legacy.
I pulled up to the house.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, who plays Will's best friend, Jazz, was thrown out of the Banks' mansion so many times that they reused the same clip of him being tossed out. Look closely, he's always wearing the same shirt during those scenes. In the end, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and its unforgettable theme song became more than just entertainment. They were cultural milestones, blending humor, heart, and hip-hop into primetime TV and leaving a legacy that's still just as fresh today. That's all for this episode of Show Tunes. If you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane, subscribe and tune in next week where we dig into another TV classic. Until then, stay fresh. Your homes, smell you later.